What's up, nerds and music lovers? It's time for another exciting episode
of
Nerd
Tunes.
Hey, what's
up, nerds and music lovers? It's time for another exciting... Oh, you already started?
I did. You didn't catch it?
I think it's the internet lag.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
It's good. Well, we're on quarantine lockdown still.
We're Zooming.
We are.
How do you feel in your little... It looks like you're in toy heaven here.
My own personal fortress of solitude.
I like it.
It's pretty awesome. If I can do a screen grab after this, I'll post it to the Facebook page so people can see where I'm podcasting from.
Awesome.
You should do the same with your blue curtain.
I've got a blue curtain, a lightsaber coming out of the back of my head, and my guild guitar here to the left.
There you go.
So, yes. So, hey, man, how do you want to talk about some remixes today?
I think so. We're sort of mixing up the way the podcast is being done, so I think doing remix songs is a good tie-in.
Hey, why not? I see the logic behind that now.
Yeah, I have a home base, home field advantage, that I have all the recording equipment, so that's why I sound a little cleaner, and yeah. Scott sounds a little zoomy, because he's talking to me through an internet protocol video sharing program.
Yes, I am. And,
if that's even a term.
Close enough. Yeah. Close enough.
But yeah, you wanted to do remix songs, which I think is pretty cool.
Definitely different. Everybody's always used to the basic singles or, you know, the album version of a song, but every now and then you get these really cool remixes going on. And
I think I've actually played one or two off of one on our Halloween episode where we were talking about like a favorite Halloween song, and I went on and on about this Rob Zombie song, and then at the very went, and that's not what I'm gonna play, it's this remix. And there's sometimes a song can be, you know, mixed by another artist and come out dramatically different and sometimes way better than the original.
I wouldn't say way better, but my number one song today is like a complete reimagining of a great song, and it's pretty fantastic. So
I can't wait till we get there, because I'm going to have some things to say.
Okay, you do it. You say it. Not the usual stuff all the time. So
gotcha. I've had my iTunes on random. And I just let it play all day. And then I'll randomly come into the office and just turn those speakers on, and that's what's on.
Hey, whenever you've got upwards of 16,000 songs, you can get away with that.
Yeah,
you won't
like
hear the same song.
16,709, I think, at the last count.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Give or take.
I haven't looked at mine. Yeah. I haven't looked at mine lately, but I know the number is up there.
Yeah.
It is in the 16,000. I can't even tell you right now, man. There's too many.
I might have more than you, because I have offsite backed up a good portion of your library, but you haven't done that for mine yet, I don't think.
No, I have not.
So.
But yes, I think you are correct.
But in this day of uncertainty, I believe sooner than later, I need to have you offsite back up my music collection.
I think that's a good idea.
In case the grid goes down and I lose it all.
You know, as a whole, I've got to say it has not been as horrible as I thought it would be working from home. It's
good.
I get to move around from my office studio here to the living room to the dining room table. So, hey, my office is mobile.
Yeah. my job is out of the house, and there hasn't really been anything to do. Fortunately, a lot of my real life clients are all government agencies and schools, which are all not doing anything.
Yeah, we're all at home.
Yeah. So I've been
free to go to the university if you want. I mean, there's nobody there to meet you.
So I've got a lot of home projects done for the last 2 months.
I bet. Last week I had to go down to the university to pick up some stuff out of my office. And not only was it a ghost town, but the groundskeepers haven't been mowing the lawn or anything. So the grass is almost up to your knees.
Oh, geez.
And the way the wind was blowing, it looked like rolling fields
of
green. It was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
There's an elementary school next to my house that's like that, where the grass is about 2 feet high now.
Yeah. It's just, you know, and driving down to the university, there was no smog. It was beautiful. I'm like, oh, so this is what it's like in the apocalypse. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, right?
All right. Well, why don't we move on?
Yeah, let's
we can talk about quarantine topics in between songs more if we want.
Sounds good.
But I'm going to jump into my number five.
Let's do it.
The band is the remixer. I'm not sure how to like get into each song and tell who I'm doing. So the song I picked is Derezzed, and it's from Tron Legacy.
Mm, which absolutely love it.
In itself is a great album, right? Daft Punk does some really great electronic score, you know, music for stuff. Right. But they put out a remix album called Reconfigured.
Yes.
And so it's Derezzed, but it's done by Glitch Mob, which okay. is sort of a electronic, almost, what's that, the one with the noisy electronic dubstep-y, into that, gotcha. Into that neighborhood. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah. So enjoy Derezzed by Glitch Mob. We'll be right back. There you go. We were on the grid.
We were. I'm sitting here just kind of bopping along. I've got a little USB thing I was twirling around like it was a glow stick. Yeah.
You know what's nice about quarantine time is even on the grid, no gridlock. What's up? What's how you doing? How you doing? What's been? It's been a couple. God. It's been a while since we last recorded. What's up?
Oh no.
How are you?
He went there.
I'm an asshole.
I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, hey, my number five.
What's your number five? And try and work in as many awful puns as possible.
Oh, well, okay. I'll try, but I'm not entirely sure I'll get any out of this one. So, there is what is considered an English goth rock band. Go figure me actually presenting an English goth rock band called The Mission or The Mission UK. In the United States, as they are. That's how they're known in the US. All right. So this song is actually a remix by the band themselves. So it's not a specific, it's not somebody, some artist coming in to do a remix of it. But it is a song.
So it's sort of like the George Lucas original trilogy of music songs, where that's basically what he's doing with his movies, is remixing them, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I think that's a pretty good description of that. it's funny kind of segueing into George Lucas. He actually said the other day, somebody asked him, why did you add the no in the end of Return of the Jedi when Darth Vader was moving to throw the Emperor over the edge of the chasm?
Right.
And George Lucas's reaction was, why not?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
I think Hitler said the same thing as an excuse for invading Poland.
Jesus.
Right?
I think so. Why not? They're next door. All right. So my number five is by The Mission UK, and it's the remix of a song called Like a Child Again. So there you go.
Okay, that meeny, meeny, meeny. If anybody remembers Entertainment Tonight, that's absolutely the Entertainment Tonight theme song.
You're right. It was.
I was totally expecting exactly Mary Hart like. To come out and start telling me about, you know, what but celebrities' we're talking, birthdays we're it talking were.
Old school Entertainment Weekly or Entertainment Tonight, where it's like John Tesh
and Mary Hart. Yeah,
yeah.
They were the OGs.
Oh yeah. Now it's Slater from Saved by the Bell, I think.
So how is that different from the, because that sounds very poppy and kind of upbeat. How's that different from the original?
If I can confess, honest to God, I have no idea. I've never heard the original. I've only heard the remix version of it. So shouldn't that I'm already be failing at this.
Prerequisite, I think, for choosing a remix because you
shut your
kind of like
sir.
The original and you like the remix.
Yeah, you know, I'll figure it out someday. I'll figure out how this whole music thing works.
God, Scott, learn the rules to your own show. Jeez.
I know, right? Didn't that sound, though, like something a 1992 or 1993 teenager that's in the drama, the theater department, they would listen to on, like, just blaring out their car windows as they drove by?
Kinda. Not me, yeah. But I...
Not
I,
you.
But I guess you did, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that particular song. Not so much their other music, but yeah, I like that one. So, what's your number four, sir? What's your number four?
What's your four?
That was the last episode. Sorry.
Yeah, mine is from a movie soundtrack.
Okay.
And
like the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God, you're not playing Tron again, are you?
Actually, you know what's funny? The first three are movie related. My first three picks are all movie related.
Okay.
It's a Magic Carpet Ride.
Okay.
And it's from the Go soundtrack.
The Go's. Oh, okay. You remember
that? Timothy Oliphant's a drug dealer, and Katie Holmes.
Hey, put her in everything.
And other people.
Hey, you had me at Katie Holmes. It's all good. No,
it's honestly pretty good movie. Holds up for, you know, a movie of the 90s of its time.
Awesome.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Kind of cheesy.
I remember it, and I know I saw it, but I can't remember it.
I look it up and go watch it. It's probably on like Amazon or something for free. Anyways, it's done by the Crystal Method.
Okay.
Another electronic group. I find the electronic groups are pretty much the ones running my list for remixes.
Makes sense.
Not like the bands themselves, you know, adding in, you know, it's not like the Killers shot first. In their song or something.
Right.
I'm trying to poorly tie it back into Lucas. So anyways, here's my song, Magic Carpet Ride from the Go soundtrack.
Bye.
I love that song.
It's good.
Who sings the original? It's like Smokey Oyster Boys or something. I don't
know.
Blue Oyster Cult.
No, nope. It's not. I know this. I know this. God,
Velvety Teen Rabbit Underground.
Velvet. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Magic Carpet Ride is by Steppenwolf.
Yeah. Them. I was right there. It was my third pick.
Was it?
Yeah.
You know, it's by that villain from the Justice League movie that nobody knew about.
Oh, I know, with the bad mustache.
Yeah. No, yeah. That was Superman.
Nice. What's your number four? Let's just move this right along.
You got it, man. Okay, so my number four is actually by The Killers, and it is a remix by Jacques Leconte. Jacques Leconte.
You know what's funny? I have a Jacques Leconte remix in my list of a Killer song also.
Oh, nice.
Dude. Twinsies.
Dude. Go figure. You and me picking something similar.
Yeah, I know.
But this is it's the Thin White Duke remix. So they kind of tried to emulate David Bowie's electronic side with this particular remix. It also happens to be like 37 minutes long, which is not true.
Oh, great.
It is one of the longer versions of a Killer song, but it's not 37 minutes. And fun fact, whenever it was released, I really like this version. This is like my version of Mr. Brightside. It is Mr. Brightside. This is the one I always go to whenever I listen to the song, but it was pretty much panned universally by everybody else. So apparently I'm the only one that likes it.
Okay.
And it's only 8 minutes and 50 seconds long. So just, you know.
Okay. So I'm going to go get my walk in around the neighborhood and do my quarantine walk. And then we'll meet back after the song is over.
Sounds great.
All right. Here we go. We'll be right back. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. You know, it's been 2 days. The quarantine is still going. I think the rest of the world has opened up, but you know, thousands of other people have contracted. It is now not known as the coronavirus. It's now the Michelob virus, and it's
stupid.
I don't know. We might.
I'm just gonna have to cut you off there. That was really stupid.
You asked for dad jokes.
I know. What else actually, can I do? I totally screwed up. I was going to come back from that song with like, you know, like we were starting a new episode.
Oh, God. Yeah. But I like that song. It's just I like long instrumental intros and outros and stuff like that. It sounds a build up. It did. Boy, didn't it?
I'm not a huge Killers fan, and that song is fine. But I like the remix feel to it.
Yeah, it's nice. One of my other favorite remixes, and I can't play it because we played it in another episode, was one by Echo and the Bunnymen, is the Killing Moon. Mm-hmm. And we played the all night version of it, and it's a similar thing where they took a great song and just added really long intros and outros to it to make it just kind of more epic, and I feel like that particular tune did the same thing.
Yeah.
No, well, there you go.
All right. Let's move to my number three, shall we? Let's
do it. Yes, sir.
This one first came to me in a movie trailer for a highly anticipated movie that came out, believe it or not, oh, my math's going to be wrong, 5 years ago?
Okay.
Might be 4 years ago. Like 2 weeks ago was its 4 year anniversary.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait a minute. You just said 5 years ago. Why are you saying 2 weeks ago? I'm so confused right now.
It was the G.I. Joe Retaliation trailer featured this song. And then it kind of became sort of like an iTunes hit because people really dug it.
Gotcha.
Also done by the Glitch Mob. They do good work. The Mob. I thought, okay. And you can definitely hear...
Move along, Kevin. Move along.
You can definitely hear a lot more of that... I want to say Daft Punk. That's not the right word. The
glitchy mob?
The glitchiness and the mobbiness. What the fuck is that? The type of music? The Yeah, what is that called?
Dubstep?
Dubstep. You can definitely hear the dubsteppiness in this. Why the fuck can't I remember the word dubstep?
I don't know, but it's hilarious watching you try to come up with the word.
Yeah, we should live stream this so people can see the panic and frustration on my face when words fail me. So
and they can see our great way of cueing music. I mean, it's awesome.
So it's Seven Nation Army, which is originally done by the White Stripes, which in itself is a great song. But then when you amp it up with the glitch mobbiness, I think it becomes pretty awesome.
I agree.
So here you go. Seven Nation Army in your face with the mobbiness.
I'm gonna fight them all.
Dude, that's cool. I
know.
Like that.
I like how they work in like an old-timey dial-up modem song sound into it. It's pretty good.
It brings me right back to the old AOL days.
Yeah, yeah. You've got Seven Nation Army.
Hey, I like that. Whenever you said G.I. Joe Retaliation, I was thinking you were doing the How Do You Like Me Now song, because that's kind of like at the end of the G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yes.
And I've actually got the album that that song comes off of, which is awesome. I'll have to share it with you one day.
Yeah, I'll back it up for you.
Okay. Yeah. let me see. We're on number three, right?
Number three.
That means it's business time.
No, we don't do that anymore.
Oh, we don't do that anymore at all?
No, we just do it at the end. Don't you remember?
It's my show. I don't remember how these things
work. No, since we got rid of Patreon and we're dialing back like the Facebook and the Instagram stuff, which we're still on, we're more focusing on just putting out a fun podcast than pushing the business side. So
we're gonna take it back to another French.
With that being said, visit us at I'm just kidding. take it back.
We're gonna take it back to a French remixer.
What? Sorry.
I don't know what just happened.
A little bit of cabin fever. No big deal.
I can tell that cabin fever was okay.
All right, tell me about these French people that you love so much.
Okay, I'm going to draw you like my French girls. all right, so there's a little band called U2. They're from Dublin, Ireland.
I've heard of them.
I'm not sure if you've heard of them or not.
I've heard of them.
There's a dude named Daniel Lanois.
Never heard of him.
And he actually was the one that mixed and recorded, I think he engineered, U2's A Sort of Homecoming. Not only the song Sort of Homecoming, but the album that it came off of, The Unforgettable Fire, that's the name of it. And the Joshua Tree. I did. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he did a remix of the song A Sort of Homecoming, and it's very gospel choirish, and it's pretty powerful. So, you know, I decided to include this on here. It's just, he did produce the album, but this is a specific remix he did of this song. So I'm learning, you know.
Okay. All right.
Dude remixed.
Gotcha.
This thing. So my number three is A Sort of Homecoming, the Daniel Lanois mix.
Through the sleet and driving snow.
I think for people who are fans of like the Lion King soundtrack would really like how that song starts.
I know, right? A weem away, a weem away. As far as a remix goes, I like the way that they kind of, they amped up the rhythm to it. It's not, it's got a similar rhythm, but it's kind of sped up. It's got a little bit more of an electronic sound to it. And it's got that choir that kind of pops in there, and it really bump up the, you know, Lion Kingness of it all.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you get that big passionate Bono yells and
oh yeah. That's actually the original version of the song. Just a Sort of Homecoming is one of my all-time favorite U2 songs, and I don't throw that around lightly because I'm not a huge U2 fan. I've got some. There are some songs that I really like by them, but as a whole, that they're not my go-to. Once upon a time, they were. When I was young and naive.
For U2 type songs, that is not my favorite.
No.
But, yeah, it is a song.
Cool. Way to commit, man. Way to commit.
Yeah. So, let's move on.
Yeah.
To my number two, we're going to get back into our Jacques Lecomte block.
Okay.
With my killer song, this is The Man. And... briefly, I mean, like real briefly, I had a spinoff podcast, which was called Kevin Interviews.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do. All two episodes.
No, one. I did my test episode with Chris Thayer. Went really well.
Yeah.
But then life changed where I was like, yeah, we're going to start doing like 4 or 5 podcasts and kind of branch out. And then life changed and I wanted to stay married, and we immediately jettisoned everything and went to like recording once a month. So,
yeah.
Because you know what, this isn't my job, and I prefer being happily married than putting out podcasts.
You're here.
So, but I do still really enjoy. You'll notice we're still doing Nerd Tunes.
Yes, we are.
So we know
yes.
which one was at the top of the list to not jettison.
Hell yeah!
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So here you go. The man, Scott. You're the man because
no, you're still, the man, and that's the problem.
We're still doing your podcast.
Yeah. I actually knew that song. I was familiar with that one.
I love it. There's actually there's a deluxe album of The Killers. I think it might be just the digital deluxe version, but it actually has two remixes of The Man on it, and the Jacques Leconte one is definitely the best.
Okay.
They're both good. That's pretty cool. Both remixes are good, but the Jacques Leconte is way better.
Now, as far as Killers music, are you a big fan of the band?
I am not.
Yeah, me neither. But they've got their first album had some really good songs on it, and
that's where Mr. Brightside comes from, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And their most current album, from where The Man comes mm-hmm. from, has some pretty good stuff on it.
Okay, I might check it out.
Yeah, I don't own it, cool. So you'll have to find it online.
That's cool. That's not a problem.
Yeah. No, I got that because I subscribe to one of the streaming services, which gives you the full digital albums on certain stuff. So you get all those bonus tracks.
Right.
Like Muse, the Simulation Theory, the deluxe digital bonus has like 4 or 5 extra tracks on it.
That's awesome. It's like movies whenever, certain stores release extra or have certain releases of movies like The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. I always buy Target's version because there's always an extra disc with more content.
Right.
That's what I don't need fancy packaging. I want more content.
Yeah,
so.
Fuck your steelbook. Like, I'm taking it out and putting it in a wallet. Like, I throw the packaging away.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, just give me more content. I don't need all the bells and whistles.
Yep.
That being said, I did buy the really expensive Skywalker Saga box set because I'm a sucker. So
that would be like the 5th time you've bought every version of the movie? Because I think you have them all digital on Hulu or on Vudu also, right?
I do have them all digital on Vudu. They all came from this box set, though, except for one. So you watch yourself there, sir. But this is the second time I have bought the entire saga. The first time was whenever they released everything for the first time on Blu-ray. It was episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right.
And I got it on eBay for $30. So okay. I bought it secondhand.
I can give a high five to a good deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so hey, let's talk about my number two.
Let's do it. What's all your two?
Well, there's a little band called Love and Rockets.
I've heard of them.
Okay. And they have a song called Mirror People.
Never heard of it.
This song actually came from my favorite album from Love and Rockets. It's called Earth, Sun, Moon. And it's very, very acoustic. It's very moody. It's just a beautiful album. But it's very misleading because the very first song that kicks it off is Mirror People. Mm-hmm. And it's more of a electronic driving song where it's just like constant barrage of drums, a great drum beat, great rhythm guitar, great vocals. And I got the DVD of their music videos 20 years ago, something like that. And Mirror People was on. I'm like, oh, sweet. Mirror. I didn't know they had a video for Mirror People. And I popped it in and the song sounded completely different. It was... I want to say raunchier. The guitars were screechier. The drums were more thunderous. It was, and I'm like, what version of the song is this? And it is Mirror People 88. It's a remix that they did specifically for the music video.
Okay.
And this is that song. So without further ado, the Mirror People.
We'll be right back. wish I could be nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Loving Rockets so good.
I don't know, man. It's just, I love them. And it's funny because I drive Julie crazy because she's like, I'm like, oh, you've got to hear this version of the song. And she's like, what's different about it? I'm like, the drums, the guitar, it's different. I don't hear it. You're kidding me. You can't hear that part right there. I don't hear it.
And so you're just, like, all right, here, now we're going to play them both at the same time.
Yeah, I know, right? Put one on this side of the headphone, this one on the other side of the headphone, and just enjoy.
Yep. Hey, before we get to my number one, I do want to talk about some of my honorable mentions.
Ooh, cool.
The first,
I got one of those too.
So we'll do my honorable mentions, and I'll play my number one. And then when we come back, we'll do your honorable mention. How about
that? Sounds good. Perfect.
My first one here. It's a techno remix. I believe this was very popular in the Metro days of going to the club for goth night. Right. It's the song "O Fortuna." Well, here, let me play a clip of it.
I did not expect that.
Right. It's very, very upbeat when you got the choir singing, and it's very silly. So another one I really like, I think it was MTV had put them out or something. These were things that I downloaded through either LimeWire or Napster back in the day. So they've just been in my library for a long time. And the first one is this little gem.
Double G, Snoop Dogg.
I'm sitting here, I'm rocking out to the drum beat, and I'm waiting for the remix, and then what was that, Kevin?
That was Paradise Doggy, I think it was called. It's Guns N' Roses and Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
And they work pretty well, I think. I like it.
That was definitely something else.
I could go on with mashups all day. We could do a whole like side podcast with just mashup songs. So
there was a mashup I heard just recently. It was Marilyn Manson, The Beautiful People, with something.
Yeah. We talked about that, I think, on our Christmas episode.
That's what it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Marilyn Manson and what's her name? The girl. Who's awful.
Sure.
She has that Christmas song. She sings super high pitched.
Mariah Carey. Yeah, all Mariah, I want for Christmas is The Beautiful People. That's what it was.
No, okay. You got it. So.
Yeah. It took me a while, but I got there.
So we're going to take us out of here on my end, which is I've played remixes from this album before. It's Rob Zombie. I'm sorry. It's White Zombie.
Okay.
And this song is El Fantasmo and the Chicken Run Blastorama. Is the full name of it.
I'm familiar with the regular version.
And it's from the Super Sexy Swing and Sounds remix album. El Fantasmo is probably one of my favorite songs. I believe I had played the regular version on a past podcast.
Possibly.
I had talked about my brother being on the rugby team and the video I shot of my road trip, and I had underscored the rugby section with El Fantasmo as they were like beating the crap out of each other. Yeah, so anyways, I love that song. This is the remix version of it, and I love it. You're welcome.
I love White Zombie, Rob Zombie. It's there's just something about it that's it's not as dark as, say, Marilyn Manson, but it's so theatrical and just I love his music. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's on stage and all that makeup with the monsters behind him just dancing along. It's awesome stuff, man.
You know, they were on Saturday Night Live, and their music did not translate well to Saturday Night Live at all.
Not at all. I remember watching that so excited, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Well, but
to be fair, nothing on Saturday Night Live really translates well musically.
Sometimes.
Nor the comedy.
Oh, they just don't know when to get out of their bits soon enough. Like us.
That being said, hey,
oh,
Kevin.
Hopefully they have the power of an editor.
To polish the turd.
Yeah. So what are some of your honorable mentions?
Well, I'm just going to talk about one honorable mention today, okay. Kevin, and I think it's going to be near and dear to your heart.
I think it might be.
In 1991, Motley Crue, of all people, mm-hmm. they came out with their, it's kind of like a greatest hits album.
Yeah. Yep.
And
it was the Decade of Decadence album.
There we go. Sorry. I should defer to you for my number, you know, my honorable mention. They had a remix of the song Home Sweet Home. And the reason why I chose this is another thing that Julie would probably look at me and go, I don't hear it. It's the different piano. It's the piano to it. It's no longer that electric, just a keyboard. It's like a full-on grand piano, very rich, full sound to the piano. And it made me take a song that I thought was, oh, that's a sweet song. And it was, holy crap, this is a great song. I like this song. It just added another layer to it.
For our longtime listener, all the way back to episode number one of Nerd Tunes.
Wow.
Home Sweet Home is my number one favorite song of all time. And this is actually the song that I played as my selection for my number one song of all time.
Was it the 91 remix?
It was, in fact, the 91 remix. So
me sideways.
No, that's okay. So because we're not breaking our rule of playing a song twice. Plus, that was over 2 years ago. So
that's true. I knew your number one song was Motley Crue, but I didn't remember that it was Home Sweet Home.
It's always been Home Sweet Home. So here, we can't talk over it, unfortunately, because of the way we're doing the podcast set. But here, I'll play a little bit. It starts with the piano so people can hear what you're talking about. So hang on.
You know I'm a dreamer.
If I remember correctly, it's also a different drum recording too, isn't it? It's a richer drum.
Probably. I'd have to play them side by side to see those kinds of differences. You're welcome for letting me let that one go a little bit long.
Of course.
Because you have to. So.
Absolutely. I got my lighter out and I was swinging it in the air.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you how awesome the movie Hot Tub Time Machine 2 is for a second?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Rob Corddry's character is obsessed with Motley Crue, and because they have the time machine, he goes back to the 80s. Well, he doesn't come back from the 80s in the first one. Spoiler, he doesn't come back. Right? Okay. He stays in the 80s.
Right.
So he forms Motley Crue. He also forms Google and a whole bunch of other stuff. So there's all this like Motley Crue music and jokes and stuff, and he basically is Vince Neil for Motley Crue.
Oh, that's funny.
And they redid the Home Sweet Home video, but with him as Vince Neil. It's amazing.
Nice.
If for anything, if you like Motley Crue, you should watch Hot Tub Time Machine 2 just for that.
Okay. Yeah. We actually went to the theater to see the first one. And we're like, okay, that was fun. And then we saw number two was coming out. I'm like, I don't think we need to go to the theater. Number two.
Well, John Cusack didn't come back, but they still, right. I think... If you're into that stupid kind of silly humor. I enjoyed it just fine. It's not blockbuster, but it's definitely worth watching.
All right. I'll give it a shot and see what it's all about.
All right. Well.
Oh, here we are.
We have to do it once, and that's the business.
Yes.
You can find us nerdswithattitudepodcast.com, and there's links to the social media if you care to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We are there.
I think once every 3 or 4 months I go in there and I upload all of our shows. And the whole thing is, I'm a terrible web host.
Well, be sure to subscribe through iTunes and Stitcher and anywhere that carries a podcast, any podcast service you can find us. Look for Nerds with Attitude Podcast. There's a bunch of Nerds with Attitudes. We're the active one.
Yeah.
Our logo is a hand holding a microphone with a bunch of nerd stuff shooting out of it. It's very well done and recognizable.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, people like it. We still have t-shirts and stickers.
Hey, let us know if you want one.
Yeah, you know what? Send me a couple bucks for shipping. You can just have one.
There you go.
How about that? So,
And you can also find us on the Raw Live Pod Network, Raw Live Unedited, rawlivepod.com. I'll get it right one of these takes. You can edit that in post, right?
Sure. What?
Sure.
I walked out.
with other shows like the Sarlacc Digest, They're Not Dolls, and They're Not Dolls is actually doing a live thing now. Every day they go live on YouTube.
You just watch Gary play with his toys. It's really weird because it's like dark and it's in his basement. It's just kind of creepy.
It is kind of odd, but you know,
dude has way too many dolls.
And even us, the Sarlacc Digest, we go live every other Wednesday on YouTube. So give us a shout out and pop in and say hi.
Nice. All right. So what is your number one?
My number one song is from a little band that I happen to love called Depeche Mode. Shock.
I think we've only played like one song from them, and it might have been on like episode 3. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure we didn't do a full episode on the evolution of Depeche Mode playing one song from every album.
I don't know. I don't listen.
It's like Ernie from Sarlacc. He doesn't listen to... He's on like 70 shows and he doesn't listen to any of them.
Why? He was there. He doesn't need to listen.
No, I mean, he doesn't listen to podcasts at all.
Oh, I got you.
He just records them.
Okay.
So anyway, I picked the song Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode, but the reinterpreted version by... Now, yes.
Reinterpreted?
Yes.
So like they're not talking about silence? Like what's to reinterpret? What does that mean?
You know what?
That's in a different language?
Maybe. It definitely the language of the music is definitely different.
Okay.
Heyo. So they took David Gahan's voice in some of the keyboard parts. And they gave it to one of the guys from Linkin Park, of all people.
Ooh, is this where like Depeche Mode has the rap breakdown in the middle?
You'd think so, but no, thank God they don't. It's just heavy guitars, heavy drums, and it almost sounds like what you get whenever you go to a Depeche Mode's show and actually see the band, because they don't do electronics on their on tour. They actually have a live band that performs with them,
right?
So all of their songs are usually heavier and for lack of better terms, kind of grittier. So with that being said, this is my number one, man. This is it. It's over. It's all done.
Oh, we can leave quarantine now?
It's not that done.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
So here we go. Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence, the reinterpreted version. I think there's somebody on the side with sign language.
Something like
that's
that.
What it is.
I
sign
gotcha.
Language interpretation.
Gotcha. All right. Well, then I'm going to sign Keep It Nerdy.
Keep It Nerdy.
That's me signing.
I see it.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me. Right through me, can't you understand? Oh, my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary, they can only do harm. We'll be right back. lives are trivial. Pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary.
Quarantine mix has been rough going. The listeners, what you're listening to is a finely polished turd.
I was going to say turd. I thought you were going to say something.
But what we recorded that you don't get to hear was a lumpy, wet turd. Seriously, there's a lot that got cut out that you should be thankful for my editing skills.
Some stuff exploded in the toilet.
I'm sure there's people listening who are like, yeah, edit out a little more, asshole. So.